You will soon hear that familiar ring of the Salvation Army bell throughout the South Shore in various public places, shopping districts, as they prepare to kick off their annual holiday kettle drive. So Captain Amanda Boynton is here, and a newcomer to the program, but hopefully not the last time that Mercedes Miranda will be here. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We appreciate it.
It's hard to believe, Amanda, that it's that time already.
I know.
But it is.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a few locations starting on Saturday, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we got some early generosity for some spots that were willing to have us come a couple days before we usually started. So
I was going to say, when does it typically begin?
It usually starts on Black Friday for most groups, but this year Black Friday is very late because Thanksgiving is very late.
Right.
So
a
bunch of places have been generous to say you can start before Thanksgiving to give us that extra time so that we don't lose ground.
That's nice. They reached out to
you
for
that?
Very good.
Corporate offices and stuff
sure.
like that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
But obviously there's still time for other places to volunteer their spot
yes,
as well.
There
right?
is, yep. yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have three different events we want to talk about, right? When your adoptive family program, bell ringers are needed,
yes,
and then the kickoff breakfast, which is actually a week from today.
A week from today.
Before we do any of that, I want to meet Mercedes and introduce herself to me and to our audience as well. So first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And
I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to Quincy Salvation Army. Where did you come from, Mercedes, and how did you get here?
I came from Fall River, Massachusetts, so that's southern Mass, right on the border from Rhode Island. And I attended the Fall River Corps while I was a kid growing up, and I attended a youth program.
Yeah.
And it was a very important aspect of my life. It instilled a lot of my passion for serving others. So given the opportunity to work at the Quincy Salvation Army, I was so happy to do so.
Yeah, tell me about your journey to the Fall River Corps, first of all, how that happened.
Your
calling, right? It's kind of a calling, right? Yeah.
Yes. I started going when I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
A neighbor invited me to go to the youth programs. It started out with music programs.
Ah.
And I just loved music programs growing up. I play some instruments now.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
okay.
I do. And so it just started there, and then I grew and grew, and it was more so in the community and getting to make more friends. And from there on, I just became a Salvationist and was a big aspect of my life now.
So how long were you there in Fall River?
I just moved from Fall River, so I've been here in Quincy for about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
So since then, I was in Fall River.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the journey to Quincy, how that happens.
So I was volunteering this summer at Camp Wonderland, which is one of the camps from the Salvation Army runs in Sharon, Massachusetts. And I was approached by Captain Adam to apply for the position.
And the rest is history?
And the rest is history, yes.
So 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so what you're kind of working with the youth here in Quincy?
Correct,
Tell
yes.
me a little bit about that mission.
So we have music programs and troop programs, which is very similar to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. However, it's the Salvation Army's version of it.
Yes, yeah.
So I primarily work with the teenagers and what we call the music makers, which is the toddler group.
Oh, okay, really?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that something that you hope to pursue going forward as well?
I do love working for a nonprofit, so
yes.
eventually I would like to grow my career in that sector of nonprofit work.
Okay. And are you in the band?
Not yet.
No?
Maybe one day. I'm not rushing into it, but it's definitely open.
Yeah.
To the opportunity.
Okay. So what would your mission include around this holiday season with young people? You know, what is it that you'll be working with them for?
The Salvation Army is going to be having Christmas VBS called Christmas Playlist, so I will be helping with that. It's an opportunity for kids to learn about the Christmas story.
Mm.
VBS
mm-hmm.
stands for Vacation Bible School.
Thank you.
No problem.
That's good.
Yeah.
I asked that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, and what age youngsters are you working with, would you say?
I believe it starts at 4 and goes up to 12.
Okay. All right, so wide range there, but very formative years for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any budding musicians now that you're working with?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to talk more about that?
Yeah.
Yes,
she does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they your kids?
One of them, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Purposefully, because she won't learn from me. So, and she has to be there because both of her parents are running it.
That's
so
right.
They, you know, we
There's no excuse.
She has to be there.
Right.
Is what it is. But yeah, we have about 20 kids in the youth programs for music specifically. She works, like she said, with the pre-K and kindergartners in a class called Music Makers. And it's like just an intro to music.
Okay.
So right. Very basic level stuff. Again, 4 and 5 year olds don't have the longest of attention spans. So, you know, it's very basic level, just learning some, you know, what a note is and,
notes.
You know, some beats, and they're going to do a little drum solo at their concert next
week. I was going to ask if there's a concert. Okay.
There is next Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
If you want
to come see it, you sure can. It's very cute. Again, there a lot of them are beginner musicians, so you know, temper your expectations.
it's more for the families,
right?
Really.
Yeah, it is. But it is fun for the kids, and they get to get that intro to music because I think at school they don't really get like a band introduction until was it fourth grade,
middle
fifth grade, something like that.
Around
Quincy. So they get some of the kids, once they get past the music makers, they have the opportunity to learn a brass instrument a little bit earlier than that. So.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
Maybe exposed to maybe writing music or at least reading it, right?
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
So that's just one program.
That's just one program.
Of many.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here today really to focus on the holidays, right? Yeah. So tell us about that.
So again, there's lots of opportunities to get involved. Again, call us. You have the number on the screen at some point.
Yes.
Give us a call to see if you are willing to do many of the different things. But we have Adopt a Family happening again. We usually have around 200 families that will come seeking assistance for the holidays, for toys, for their whatever holiday they celebrate. So we have that opportunity. You can give us a call, Adopt a Family, help give them something to put under the tree or, you know, wrap for their holiday. That can go in toy drives. That can be adopting a specific family also. So whatever you guys would like to do, give us a call. We have the breakfast on the 22nd.
Right.
That goal for that is to raise about $50,000.
Okay.
We are currently at around $40,000. Not too much ground to make up, but we have a week left. We'd really like to make that goal. It would put us in a good start to the season, right? You know.
Yeah.
So that's happening then. Again, doors open usually around 7:30. There's a small program at 8 o'clock. And you can come by, hear a success story or two from some of our social service programs. We have one of our Golden Age partnerships gentleman that is going to come and talk to you all about, you know, how the Army helped him and in his situation that he was in and stuff like that. So
nice.
We've got some of those highlights happening. It's exciting. So.
I see that the mayor will be a special guest.
Yes, Mayor Koch will be there, and we have an honoring of the Henry Bosworth Award for Clean Harbors and all that they have done in the past, you know, 10 plus years that they've been partnering with us in various ways. So that'll be coming up as well.
I didn't realize Clean Harbors was a supporter of the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Okay. And named, of course, in honor of Henry Bosworth, founder of the Quincy Sun, who was a longtime supporter of the Salvation Army, and organized the community leader kettle drive.
Which his son has so graciously continued.
Years ago,
since his taking over the Sun, and he was honored last year.
Yes, great. And so tickets are still available for the
Yes, they are. You can follow the link and get your own ticket.
Okay, and about how long does the program
last? It's like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Oh, it's quick.
Fairly
okay.
short, yeah.
So is there a breakfast also?
Yes.
Oh, there is.
7:30 you can come and get your food and eat. And so the whole thing's about an hour, 7:30 to 8:30 or so. And you can linger and chat with people if you want.
Okay.
A little bit after.
So a $50,000 goal, is that added to the total for the goal for the
So
kettle?
That is a separate goal.
Oh,
so, the actual kettle goal is $110,000 for the year. So we're very hopeful that we'll be able to do that with the partnerships from the community. To reach that goal.
Yeah, how does that compare to years past, Amanda?
It's about on par
with
what we've had in the past.
It's
higher than the goal last year, but we did beat the goal last year. So it'll be nice to hopefully reach that, which is about what we made last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And of course,
extra is great.
What is the money used for that's raised?
For all of the programs that we run at the Salvation Army, all the social services, all of the different youth programs and stuff like that. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is this, would you say, the main fundraiser for
this the is. This
the
is the main, the Christmas season is the main fundraiser for the year. So any effort we can put behind it is great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So where are the kettles and what will they be doing?
Saturday, you can find them at Walmart, the Common. And at Hobby Lobby. And then around next weekend, you will see more at Stop and Shops and Star Market, Shaw's, I'm probably forgetting a few. But yes, they're around most places, grocery stores,
all the main shopping areas, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've had good cooperation, it sounds like, from retail.
We'll also be at South Shore Plaza on Saturdays, a few Saturdays, not right now. I think it's a couple weeks away.
Okay.
And the band will play there in the afternoon and be able to, you can come and listen to some great music and donate there if you like.
Okay. When does the Kettle Drive kind of wrap up?
We go right up to Christmas Eve.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's usually a half day on Christmas Eve,
yes.
But we go right up until, 3, 4 o'clock.
Until the final bell, as they say.
Yes, as they say.
Okay.
Yes.
Who can be a bell ringer, and how does that happen?
Anybody can be a bell ringer.
Okay.
If you're a minor, you have to have an adult with you.
Gotcha.
But anybody can be a bell ringer. You just give us a call, and we'll get you set up on a place to ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a kind of a minimum commitment to be a bell ringer?
Typically we like it to be at least 2 hours.
Okay.
Because just coordinating, getting everybody and picking up buckets and stuff can be kind of complicated if it's less than that. But we can work with people. Whatever.
Flexible.
Yeah, figure it out.
We mentioned the Bosworths and the Community Leader Kettle. Are you doing that again this year?
Yes, they are doing that again this year.
Okay.
I do not have the dates on me at the moment, but they will be around.
Right.
Yes.
In Quincy Center?
In Quincy Center, yeah.
Again, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think there's one in November and one in December.
Okay.
Not
popular,
exactly sure
I know.
The dates, yeah.
And I know during the pandemic, you kind of started out with the virtual kettle. Is that still?
Yep, that is still around, yep. That is still on the website. I believe you can find it there.
Okay.
And feel free to give. You can also do little competitions amongst yourselves.
Oh, really?
Yes. And there is a new thing that if you are a gym leader or whatever and you would like to be interested in doing, it's a virtual fundraiser through the virtual kettle.
Okay.
But it's called the Kettlebell Challenge, and you kind of get sponsors to give you $1 for each rep you do with the little kettlebell or whatever.
Okay.
Another
little spin-off on
So there's opportunities to do something fun with a group of people if you want to do that too.
Okay. Yeah. I noticed you have a QR code on the flyer.
Yeah, that'll send you to the breakfast link to get a ticket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And is there also a similar QR code for the virtual kettle?
I think it's just on the website.
Just on the
website. Yeah, you could just follow on the website.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and Mercedes, I would guess that young people might be attracted to the virtual option.
Yes, yeah. I would think so.
Yeah. Will you be encouraging them to look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll also be encouraging the families from that attend the Salvation Army to participate in the kettle season.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about, if you can, a little bit about the needs at the core building right now, Amanda and Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So construction has started. If you've gone over Baxter Street Way, we have started construction
over there. I haven't noticed,
really.
What's going on?
Well, we have, it will be some cosmetic stuff, but it's a lot of like the systems redoing them. It was built in the 70s, and then a lot of those systems are the same as they were.
Oh, heating, ventilation, plumbing, things like that.
Yeah, that stuff.
Okay.
So like kind of redoing a lot of that, and then obviously there'll be some finishings like the floors and ceilings and stuff, because when you're redoing the plumbing, you got to tear it all up.
Right. There'll
be some of that going on. Not a lot of the outside will change.
Okay.
It's more of like the inside of the building
will
be updated, and like I said, those major systems will be we'll have AC in some rooms that we don't have AC in currently.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. Yeah.
Okay, because I know that was a point of concern.
It was. We will have a new pantry. So right now our pantry, if you've ever been there, is like kind of tucked into different closets and where we've configured it out, because when they started it, they had about 50 to 100 households coming every month, mm-hmm. which is a small pantry, so it didn't need a lot of space. Well, now we have, on an average month, about 450 households coming. So, again, things get bigger, you kind of need more space. So they've taken a section and blown out some walls and have created a larger pantry to be able to serve better.
Okay.
The community that we have now.
Yes, yeah. So what's the timeline now for the projects?
Well, we're going to say late spring, early summer.
Okay.
To see when things are done. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will there be some kind of a community reception or ribbon cutting or something?
Yes, okay. There will be. Yeah. We just don't have a date for that yet.
Gotcha.
No, I'll come back.
Absolutely. I know how projects go.
Yes,
believe
I know.
You. All right.
Yeah.
But in the short term, it's all about the holidays right now.
Yeah. Yes.
For the Adopt a Family program, Amanda, so, I mean, when you pick a specific family, can they also request specific items that they might
need? So that's
need?
What they do. When they come in, we have had a few days of our applications that have already happened. So we have a little over 100 people now, is closing in on 150 households now.
Yeah.
But we will continue taking them through the end of November. And honestly, we try not to turn anyone away.
Of course.
So if we can help, we do. We have a number of toy drives that also happen. So we can usually cover some of those families that come later in the season with those. But we do a wish list with the families, so we obviously screen for qualification to make sure that they're meeting certain standards and if need.
Yes.
And then they tell us what their kids would wish for.
Okay.
So, and again, any form you would get from us is a wish list. So if you can't get it, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like it's more of like a get them an age appropriate toy if you can, if it's too much.
If it's possible. Yeah. Gift cards, I'm sure?
They do, especially the teens are hard. We go right up to 16 for our, it's the oldest we take, so 17 and 18, I'm sorry, they're not, but 16 and under. I would say between like 11 and 16, that's the ages that are the most difficult for even parents to think of things to ask for.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, they have expensive taste, I guess.
The older they get, the bigger the price tags,
right?
Yes, they
do.
Well, I mean, stuffed animals aren't going to work anymore.
No.
The latest electronics
or
who knows about clothing these days, you know? So,
yeah, it's tough. It's tough, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about essentials like, toiletries?
Those are really good options for teens.
Yeah.
We do give those out a lot. Like we'll give wallets to the boys or belts or we've done cologne in the past and things like that. Anything's a good option for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you need donations in the food pantry?
Always.
Yeah,
it's especially with the increased load, I feel like we run out a lot. We've been having to close a couple of days here and there while we wait for more food. Yeah. People get served still, but it's like they can't come if they're there and there's no food. And we just tell them to come back another day.
So when you adopt a family, do you also ask if they need food for the holidays?
We do give out a food box for all of the families that come and apply. They get a food box, as well as there's we call it the seniors. It's not just seniors, but it's seniors and families with kids that don't qualify for the youth program, or like the youth part of it, they will get a food box as well. So that's going to be, we're looking at 550 that aren't kids, that are like, we have about 200 in the kids section and then about 550 that will come just for the food box.
Wow, and I'm sure you've seen that increase over the
years. We actually can't do it at our location anymore. Last year we were able to, we were blessed with ENC. They let us serve out of their location for that day because we just have too many people and not enough parking. For Baxter Street is very narrow
street,
and we don't have a very big parking lot. So this year we've been blessed. We're going to have it at one of the schools for that. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else we'd like to share right now? Mercedes, Amanda? I think we hit it all. Okay. So really three things, right, is adopt a family, we need bell ringers, and then the kickoff breakfast.
Come on out.
Come on down.
We'd love to see you.
Mercedes, great to meet you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you
over
as well.
And Captain Amanda, always great to see you.
Thank you.
And our best to Captain Adam as well.
Yes. I'll give him your best.
Thank you. Happy, healthy holidays.
Yes, you too.